Case number 9849, Bruce and Yvonne Eckerd, north of Road 84, 582 feet north of Road 366. Variance from the minimum lot width requirement and variance from the side yard setback requirement.
You want to state your full name and address, sir?
Bruce Eckerd, 33507 Central Avenue, Frankfort, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge, sir?
Yes.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Jane Patchell from Tunnel and Razor, and I represent Bruce and Yvonne Eckerd. We're requesting a 29.52-foot variance from the required 150-foot minimum front road frontage for what is identified as Parcel A on the survey that is attached to the application. We're also requesting a 100-foot variance for the required 150-foot minimum road front for the parcel identified as residual lands on that same survey, and a 3.3-foot side yard variance for the front Parcel A for our client's existing dwelling for the required 15-foot side yard setback. These variances are necessary for the Eckerds to subdivide their property into two lots. It would be considered a minor subdivision. The front lot, Parcel A, has an existing dwelling excuse me, which was there prior to the time that the Eckerds purchased the property in 1989. That property is within 52 feet, roughly, of the road, leaving a rear yard of in excess of 372 feet, which is not a reasonable and useful use of his property. According to the Sussex County Code, our variance request is proper and should be issued by the board. There are five requirements for the board to find before authorizing a variance. The first requirement is uniqueness. If due to physical circumstances or conditions, such as narrowness of lot size or shape peculiar to the property, the lot cannot be developed in strict conformity with the zoning requirement, then a variance is appropriate. This particular lot is developed with a single-family home. There's no question that it is developable. However, the uniqueness of the site comes with the fact that it has roughly 170 foot of frontage. Across the street, there are properties varying from 75.6 front feet to 111.4 front feet. Those are mobile home lots. One of the requirements for reasonable use of a property is that not only is the property reasonable by county standards, but reasonable by other properties in the area. If the properties across the street are permitted to make reasonable use of a 75.6-foot frontage, then Mr. Eckerd believes that his unique size of his property should be able to be subdivided also into a similar type development. If there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict compliance with the zoning and that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, then a variance is also able to be granted. Looking at the survey that was attached, you can see that the lot has only 170.48 feet of road frontage. It is impossible to subdivide the site in conformity with the 150-foot road frontage required under the zoning ordinance. As I mentioned, across the road from this site, lots have smaller square footage. In addition, there are four different properties in his immediate neighborhood within five lots of his that have lower than the required 150-foot frontages. Four lots to the west of the subject property has a 100.5-foot frontage. Five lots to the east has a 157.79-foot frontage, but only has a 144.9-foot depth. As I said, across the street, there's probably 15 or 20 of them that don't meet the requirements. Located six lots away from the property are seven additional lots that do not meet the 150-foot requirement. The uniqueness of the lot creates the conditions that prohibit the subdivision in conformity with the 150-foot road frontage. Therefore, our contention is that the conditions were not created by Mr. and Mrs. Eckerd, but are inherent to the shape and narrowness of their parcel. The variance, if granted, would not alter the character of the neighborhood and their surrounding property. It would not impair the use or development of adjacent properties, nor would it be detrimental to the public welfare. Throughout the county, there are various properties that have been subdivided with front and back lots with a common driveway area, which is what Mr. and Mrs. Eckert are proposing. Many of the rear lots do not have the requisite road frontage and are accessed by dirt or gravel driveways. His subdivision, the driveway is already in existence. The location will not be moved. It will not be expanded to have a negative impact on any surrounding property. It will be merely extended to the back parcel to provide access to that rear parcel. Okay. Nothing is being proposed that affects the use or development of any of the surrounding properties. The requested deviations have no adverse effect on the character of the neighborhood, which is mixed at best at this point, and the use or development of adjacent properties and the public welfare are not impacted. The variances, if granted, represent the minimum that would afford relief to the applicants and represents the least possible modification of the zoning setback requirements. As you can see from the survey, we are asking for the minimum required to permit a minor subdivision of our client's property. We believe that it is proper for the board to issue a variance upon a showing of good cause, a determination that failure to grant the appeal would result in exceptional hardship to the applicant, and determination that the approval will not result in increased flood hazard, threats to the public safety, nuisance, or extraordinary public expense. We believe there is a showing of good cause to issue the variance and that an exceptional hardship would be created by the denial of a variance application. Our request does not have any effect on the flood hazard, nor create any nuisances or impact the surrounding properties. The deviations do not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, impair the development of the properties adjacent to the subject property, or represent a detriment to the public welfare. Denial of the application would create an exceptional hardship on our client. This is the only way for him to subdivide his property, and unfortunately, due to financial circumstances, if he is not able to subdivide the property and sell off one while retaining the other, he will lose the property to foreclosure action. Accordingly, based on this information, we respectfully request that you grant our variance for this matter. Before I am seated, I'd like to introduce Bruce Eckert and have him reaffirm everything that we just talked about.
The only thing, I believe she said that the house was existing, and it wasn't. I built the house. There is a tax or shell ditch behind the house that dictated the location of the house when we originally built it.
Okay.
Other than that, everything else is as she stated.
Okay. Mr. Eckert, what's the plan for the residual property?
The lot in the back? Mm-hmm. Right now, I plan on hanging on to it for the next couple of years, hoping to get myself reestablished and to build a home back there.
You live in the house that's only
we not any longer. Okay. We've moved out about a month and a half ago. We have a buyer for the house. We're just hoping to get this subdivision through.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Portman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mill? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Secretary, have we granted other variances in that development? Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 9849 under advisement.
And have a second to that motion? I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9849 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You may stay if you would like or call the office in the morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, indeed.